Yes, you. Guess what? It's the podcast episode 566.
Oh. The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience. Was Achiko Osh. Oh, do you know what? I had this all worked out in my head. Achiko Oshkarili. Yes, with Love You Like. Achiko is a musician, composer, arranger, songwriter, recording, and mixing engineer from Tbilisi. Oh, I did this as well. I even wrote it out. Tbilisi in Georgia. And you can find out more over at his official Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Achi. Achiko Oshkarili.
Check the show notes
over at thebugcast.org and you find out basically what I cannot convey to you. But I found that track by complete and total accident as I was looking through in desperation, actually, because Jimendo is starting to really go down, in my opinion, in terms of the variety of music that's in there, because you always get the same music at the top all the time.
And I've worked something out as well. They have a little button that says similar artist. That does not work on new material.
Because they've got nothing to link it to.
My guess is that was a feature they did in the early days and then stopped doing.
I think
if you do it for older artists, you always find something. You do it for newer artists, it'll always say no matching artist.
Yes, because they've not had a chance to profile the...
That's what I'm saying, that they're so behind in the profiling. Yes. It's.
But I think it is probably automated. But yeah, if you, on Jimendo, if you go to the trending or best of, you'll often find that the same tracks will be there for months, in some cases years on end. But no, I found this one by absolute fluky accident, and I'm really glad because I am a sucker for funk, as anybody who knows me will know.
You said that well.
Thank you very much. I've not said anything else well today, so I've got to start somewhere. Anyway, welcome. This is the podcast episode 566. On tonight's show, we have a rather spiffing collection of music. Caroline has told me there's something in there that, to be quite honest with you, I would not have expected from her.
I liked it.
So yes, I keep an eye out for that. And we might waffle about something or other as we go through, as we kind of tend to do.
We should celebrate a certain child's birthday.
Yes, indeed. We'll stick it in the show notes. We can discuss it later on, can't we?
Okay. Oh, dear. Right. So next up.
Sorry, we're keeping you up.
It is the Sugar Lads, Sugar Lids with Hey, Come Along. Hey, sister, now won't you come along? Now won't you come along?
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
That was Ed Napoli with Is Too Late Now. Ed Napoli is an accomplished singer-songwriter. He mixes together energy, power, emotion, and melodic catchy harmonies with strong, wise, and universal lyrics. Mm-hmm. He's from Brazil, and that track was released as a single in March 2019. You can find out more about Ed over at ednapoli.com.
Excellent. And before that, it was the Sugar Lids with Hey Come Along from Luxembourg. We've played a few of their tracks now, including Pretty Girl on show 562. They are a mysterious band from Luxembourg. They play colourful and bright, vibrant music, which will make your feet jump. We hope you like it, and don't forget to share the love. And you can find out more by checking out their Jamendo profile, because I could not find another online presence.
Excellent. No, excellent. Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff. Right, let's have a quick nosy in our chat room over at thebugcast.org/live and see and say hello to those that listen to us live right now.
We have got Chris from Canada, Erwan, Gregorius WVP, K5 Tooks, Quote, Lainey, Shy Mega, Yannick, and us two.
On my list, I have two more people you didn't mention.
Where?
So I don't know whether this is a syncing issue, but I can see Bushy.
I can't see Bushy.
Ooh, okay. That is very interesting. Let me just double check on the... No. Oh, dear. Okay, there's a synchronization issue somewhere. Well, Bushy isn't in the room. Fair enough. Fat Freddy was in the room a short time ago, but he left for some reason. But hello to him anyway. Okay. So earlier on this week, our lovely daughter turned 12.
She did.
Mm.
She is almost a teenager.
Almost, yes.
So for her birthday, we did rock climbing, or the kids did rock climbing, and we were the parent clippers to help them get safe. We then did a meal, and then we went to see Aladdin. And we all enjoyed Aladdin. We've seen some mixed reviews, but I would recommend, if you've got any reservations, go for it. It was a very good film.
It was, most definitely.
And then a bit later on in the week, because I had a couple of days off, I took the kids to see Lewis and the Aliens. Now, I looked at reviews and it's got such bad reviews. But it doesn't need to have such bad reviews. It's quite a sweet film. It's not the most complex storyline in the world, but it was fun. It was interesting. And we were one of... I went there with a kid. That was four of us. Three more people joined us, and that was the sum total of the audience. Seven people.
So what was wrong with it?
Nothing. I just think people haven't... The critics haven't seen it as a big win, as it were.
Weird.
Yep. What's wrong with you? Because you keep distracting me by thingy and buttons.
Because there is a slight buzzing coming through from your microphone, and I can't work out where it's coming from.
Probably the fridge behind me.
No. It's a buzzing noise. Like there's a mains cable running down the side of your... No, it's not that. There might be a mains cable running down the side of your microphone lead. Yeah. I shall deal with that separately. No one listening to this cares.
Well, no, but I care because you're putting me off by being awkward.
Hardly being awkward, sweetheart. Trying to be not awkward.
I see.
Yes.
Would you like a little update on some of my arty prompts?
Yeah, because since October now, you have been doing arty drawing. Now, bearing in mind this, what... Yannick, you and I are going to fall out. He says, an annoying noise. Could it just be you talking? So with you having started that, it's now 8 months that you have been doing these challenges for.
Yep. So, in October, I did 3 challenges. So that was 3 lots of 31. In November, I did 1 challenge of 30 days. December, I did 2 31-day challenges and 1 25-day challenge. In January, I did 2 31-day challenges, one of which was mostly non-digital, And I also did an alliterative alphabet project just for the crack. In February, I did 2 28-day challenges. In March, I did 3 31-day challenges. In April, I did 1 30-day challenge. In May, I did 3 31-day challenges. I've also done 31, I believe, weeks worth of prompts my week, which I believe is correct. 32 weeks of prompts my week, which means I have, for official prompty type things, I have done so far 585 pieces, which doesn't count the little doodles I've done for people's birthdays, other little projects I've done just because I quite enjoy them.
That's quite amazing, really, when you think about it.
Mm. And in June, I'm going to be doing Junicorn, which is, I'll let you take the hazard of the guess, all
unicorns in June.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also doing one called June Tune, where they give you prompts and you draw the prompts based on your favourite childhood cartoon characters. And I'm also doing a drawing stroke design challenge, as well as my 365-day challenge. I'm doing 4 in June.
Wow. Have you done 4 before?
Yeah.
You have? When was that?
Did I do 4 before?
I thought you'd only done 3 maximum.
Done 3 before.
Right, so you're kind of challenging yourself even more.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying them. And I'm doing pieces of work which I would not normally have done because the prompts give you that kind of kick up the bum to do them. And I'm choosing now some prompts where I am having to challenge myself. I'm going to enjoy the June tune because that'll be my interpretations of people's favourite cartoon characters.
Mm.
Whereas the other things have mostly been quite original. Some of my pieces are quite quirky, some are cute, some are quite dark. Like one of the mermaid ones was Hooked. And Hooked and Mermaid came back with something quite dark in my mind, and that's what I did. And it was...
Well, send the link, put the link in the show notes, and I'll put it in there so that people can go and see it.
But I'm enjoying them, and if ever anybody has any weird, quirky prompts that you think, she'll never do that, challenge me, I dare you.
Well, you have been known to to do, in quotes, commissions.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I'm more than happy to do commissions.
Challenge Caroline. Hashtag Challenge Caroline.
There you go.
On the subject of animals, would you like to tell people what I'm drink in contact, what the name of the beer is that I'm drinking?
Dave is currently drinking the goat's butt.
Yes. Moving on.
Next up, he's going to be taking on a squealing pig.
Am I?
Well, if you have another beer tonight, that is.
And no, I have never been to Eton.
Ooh. Anyway, next up, it's a slightly different song that I'd normally do. This is Mystic Boy with Tears featuring Crider and Mystic Boy and Bright Lights mix.
Played me once, and like a prey, rose the bait, you know the way. I'm not faking my fears with your crocodile tears. You played me once, and like a prey, I rose the bait, you know the way. I'm not faking my fears with your crocodile. Tears. Oh,
crocodile tears. You played me once and like a prey, I rode the bay, you know the way. I'm not faking my fears with your crocodile tears. Oh, with your crocodile tears.
Listen to the podcast. Bye-bye.
But I went through what I had to so I could become the man I am. Family trauma mixing heart aroma. How about that one time that I tried inducing on a coma? It's like a lesson learned. Every time I'm going through the hardships of my life, I end up feeling cold as ice. Deep inside, it's like the soul just put out all the light. Took my last breath, pleading, but it's all in spite. No matter how I try to live, I'm always frowned upon. I try to do the right thing, but I'm always wrong. Still I'm holding on, trying to find my way. I keep on moving through the storm, but now I'm losing hope, feeling all alone, wishing for support. But now it's getting harder since I lost my sense of trust. Now I'm feeling lost, no longer holding on, waiting for the end to come so I can see it all gone. I gave into the negativity, crazy how I let it get the best of me. Guess you can call it anxiety, all just depriving me of how happy I could have been. Or that's the way it seems. I think I kinda like the negativity I have. Let me explain a little further so you can comprehend. It kinda gives me a reason to be relevant to my friends again and get them to cherish me with events I'm dealing with. And cause I don't wanna be like that. I wanna be in control of all the thoughts that I have. But I keep making all these excuses, all just holding me back from the progress I could've made. Thinking that it's fate, but now I see the logic on the other side. Realizing that the problem was my sudden pride. Now I'm working on the ego, moving forward I go. Heading to the road of positivity, like no matter how I try to live, I'm always frowned upon. Trying to learn the right thing, but I'm kinda wrong. But still I'm holding on, slowly find my way, I keep on moving through the storm.
slowly gaining hope, feeling kinda grown, supporting on my own. But now it's getting harder since I lost the sense of I. Now I'm feeling lost, no longer holding on, waiting for the end to come so I can see it gone. Man, negativity, positivity in my bones. Family, friends, and a girl at home got it all locked down. Able to help my mama, able to help the fam. I never had this type of income, now it all just flowing in. Wanna help the homeless, wanna help charity. Start a new foundation, the wish I could foundation. Know I'll make a difference, know I'll help the fight. Time to get to work, we starting off tonight. It's been a rough bringing, but I went through what I had to so I could become the man I am. Family trauma mixing heartbreak negativity. How about that one time I blamed it on anxiety? It's like a lesson learned. Every time I'm going through the hardships of my life, I end up feeling bold and high. Deep inside, it's like the soul ignited on a light. Took a deep breath fighting cause I know it's right. Like, no matter how I try to live, I'm always happy now. Finally learned the right thing, no longer ever wrong. Now I'm holding on, finally find my way. I keep on moving through the storm, always high on hope, feeling fully grown, supporting on my own. No longer hard since I finally found myself, no longer feeling lost. Now I'm holding on, waiting for the end to come so I can finally soar.
That was Tom Orlando with Gospel. Tom is an upcoming R&B, hip-hop and rap artist. That track was taken from the clean version of Tom's album VI, which was released in March 2019. He says, "It's a quick little tape that explores my emotions more than being focused on pure beats and such." He is from Ottawa in Ontario, Canada, and you can find out more about Tom over at his Facebook, which is facebook.com/TomOrlandoOfficial.
Excellent. And before that, it was Mystic Boy with Tears. And that was a version by Kreider and Mystic Boy and Bright Lights Mix. From Spain, a musical artist who currently belongs to the Armad music label of Armin van Buuren. Link to their Jim Ender profile because I couldn't find any other link. And I quite liked it. It was a song that was different in different parts.
Yeah.
You could go away and come back and think it's a different song.
The transition between the upbeat, beaty, dancey bit and the slightly more soulful, it just seemed incredibly out of place. It's almost as though you had... People of a certain age will remember the whole thing of driving down the road late at night with a medium wave station on. And if you get to a certain point, the radio station you're listening to will fade out and another one from somewhere in Europe will fade in. And then you'll travel a bit further and then that'll fade out. And then the original one that you wanted to listen to in the first place fades back in again. And it seemed a bit like that.
Did it?
It just seemed a little bit disjointed. But it was still a good track. Eagle-eared people will have identified that we have stopped the buzzing on Caroline's microphone. It was a dodgy connection. And as a result, she sounds much better as well. So I did think you were slightly quiet in the early stages, but that has now been resolved. So all is good. All is good.
Thank you very much, dear.
No, you're very welcome. Now, I thought I had something to talk about, and it's completely escaped my mind. So, let's have some more music.
Yes. This is an artist called All My Friends Hate Me, and the song is called Not My Problem.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org. The Bookcast, baby!
What will last once we pass away? We can build a house in the city, decorated with our hands, with no better stone beneath that home. It's just a castle on the sand. Da-da-da-da. That freedom we have today, these are the better stones beneath our bones, and they won't be moved away. Cause of what we build on all these rocks around here is where we'll land. Don't you harass, you stay away. Don't you come and build your better kingdom round. Soldiers, we live in peace and harmony.
Do you live to die? The evil means we obliged to help you. Cast it on your grave. Don't you come and build your bitter kingdom round here. You won't last, it will pass. You come tear it down.
That was Studio in the Sticks with his track, even, Blow Your Ashes Away. Studio in the Sticks is Taylor D, who from a very young age learned the value of hard work, persistence and determined effort to become successful in whatever one puts their hand to. From mining, picking and shoveling in the hard, unforgiving, barren, hot, dry deserts of the Southwest, to butchering, building and all at an early age, he worked and worked. Studying some martial arts and entering into some naval service as a teenager, he finally found his niche in life as a self-employed contractor. Mm-hmm. Years of exertion, completing thousands of commercial and residential projects, all began to wear down on his structural frame, with broken bones and cervical spinal damages. He figured out early that he had to learn a few more things that are slightly less taxing on the physical frame. So he took up playing guitar and eventually quite a few other instruments, self-taught and inspired. He began to buy up many books on recording, took in correspondence courses and studied audio engineering and production, all on the side of raising a family of seven and running three businesses contracting thousands of construction projects. That, my friends, was only a tiny piece of this chap's story. If you go over to studiointhesticks.net, which is his official website, he's got a bio over there that tells a lot more about his story.
I've played him before. I played him before as well.
I couldn't find anything for that artist in the play history.
Oh, because I've definitely chosen him before. I'll double check it.
Please do, because I couldn't find it. So, yeah, he's from America. I don't know where exactly, because neither his Facebook or website actually gives that much detail. But yeah, studiointhesticks.net.
And before that, it was My Friends Hate Me and Not My Problem. All My Friends Hate Me, Not My Problem, from Nashville, Tennessee. They are actually featured on the best of list on Jamendo, right on the front page, the top two featured ones, and I grabbed it before Dave could. What they say about that song is, your best friend just slept with your girlfriend, which sucks, and they're together, and now you're all peeved and in your feelings, so you go and start a punk band. Hits you up a few years later to let you know he got hit by a car and she did the same thing to him. You lol a little. Best part is James and Charity aren't your problem now. And what they say about the band is they were founded in 2018. Bobby Bannister, a British transplant Bo McCarthy, and later Knoxville, Tennessee drummer Gamut Tillman and bassist Corey Tarmanelli from Detroit. All My Friends Hate Me is a self-deprecating love child of punk riffs and a lifetime of bad relationships. The idea of it was sitting at the bottom of a shirty bottle of whiskey at an industry party, and Bobby was dragged along to and Bo snuck into, and soon after Bo moved to LA. SoundCloud rap took over the cultural zeitgeist, and Bobby knew he had to do something despite telling himself he would never start a band again. And the rest, as they say, is history. Find out more by checking out their website, which is allmyfriendshateme.com.
Excellent. I must apologise for my daughters. I don't know whether you can hear them, but we certainly can. They're in the other room at the moment. I don't know what they're watching.
It's probably not Gogglebox anymore.
No, I think that's finished.
Could be Gogglebox. You never know.
But they're basically wetting themselves in there, giggling, which is, it's nice, isn't it?
It's quite sweet, really.
Anyway, a few weeks ago, we had some feedback. You may remember on episode 561, I posed the question about how we handle songs with swearies going forward. And Rich from work, everybody I work with is just going to be called first name from work from now on, dropped us a line and said, I don't mind the occasional sweary as long as it's not every song or too profane. I'd much rather listen to and enjoy great music than get hung up about language. However, that is the only piece of feedback we have had on that question. So please, if you do have any opinions on this, because, you know, we want to make sure that we are catering for as many people's wishes and opinions as possible, then please do let us know what you think about the way we intend to treat this going forward.
Yes.
Following on from that same piece of feedback, we also had some feedback on episode 562, which we can't take credit for because we didn't do it. So Rich says, episode 562 was so funny, laughed out loud in the gym several times, funny looks all around, laughy face. So Yannick and Lainey, thank you for making our listeners laugh. It was it's just always good to hear. Anyway, so it's coming up to last track time. We have one more track to play, which is Caroline's. And I'm going to do something different for a change because I'm fed up repeating the same things again and again and again and again. Caroline doesn't know I'm doing this. I'm going to try something a little bit different.
Visit the show notes for this week's show over at thebugcast.org/show/566. Where you can also vote for any of the tracks we've played over at CC Hits. You can find all the ways you can get in contact with us over at thebugcast.org/contact. Don't forget to join us live each Friday night at 9:30 p.m. UK time over at thebugcast.org/live.
Right, so you don't come and live us every Friday night. Okay.
Do you know, that actually sounded like you had commissioned somebody to do the voiceover who was just really unsure about what you wanted them to say. So they were hesitant.
I'm just really uncertain as to why there was a pause.
At thebugcast.org.
Because there was no pause there. At least not in the text
Maybe
file.
Maybe she just knew that the bugcast had to be emphasised. Just that pause of grandeur to know that this is the bugcast.
Potentially.
I have no issues with you having a jingle to replace your monologue that you say every time.
My monotonous monologue.
But maybe the jingle needs to be done in a bit more of an emphatic way.
Probably so. So with that in mind...
We should get Alex to try it.
Well, yeah, we should probably get Alex and the kids to do more jingles. But in the absence of that, and we have already had a threat from one of our listeners in the chat room at the moment.
It wasn't a threat, it was a promise.
Oh,
and
was
it's
it a
in
promise?
Writing.
Excellent.
So there you go, quote.
That we're going to... Yes, indeed. That we're going to get some jingles from Quote, which is going to be great to have that coming through. And as much as we do really, really love the creative jingles that the Awesome Jingle Factory and other individuals and groups have put together for us, because they make up the mainstay of what it is we have. But I think some of these incidental ones where I repeat myself every single flipping week. It'd be nice to have various people reading those out as well, the listener submitted ones. So, the full details. Go to our website. There is somewhere in there a link about, I think it's under Contribute on the website at thebugcast.org. Contribute, and I think there's something in there that says about how you can contribute audio to the show. Cool. So, enough waffle. We have one more track.
We do. We are finishing off with Carrying Goodness and a song called Autumn from Moscow in Russia. We have played three of their tracks before, but not this one, because I went to play a track and I thought, this sounds familiar. So we've played it. We've played that one. We've played that one, but we hadn't played this one. they are yet another pop punk band, but this one from Moscow, another great track. And you can find out more by checking out carryinggoodness.bandcamp.com.
Excellent.
And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah. The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join host Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You were listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows on otherside.network.